The story has gathered momentum since the Post-Standard published a report last week about Hewlett's plans to sue the city, county, and Centro over the incident that took place back in May. Regional director of the NYCLU, Barry Gawanter, sums up what happened.
A man with a traumatic brain injury was disrespected, tasered, dragged feet first off a bus, dumped on concrete pavement, dragged along the concrete, and then transported to the jail in a wheelchair with a broken hip and left there overnight without emergency medical care. This should never happen again.
Hewlett says he couldn't sit down on the bus because of a back injury. But video from the bus posted online shows no one involved, from the bus driver to the police, bothered to ask him why he couldn't sit and didn't appear to want to make any accommodation. Police also don't seem to give a legitimate reason as to why he should sit or get off the bus as requested. Reverend James Thompson with the Syracuse chapter of the National Action Network is a disabled Vietnam veteran who says he's been a victim of rudeness by Centro and Syracuse police. He says there appears to be a culture of insensitivity within the department.
A lot of the police that make up the Syracuse Police Department feel that they cannot be questioned, they cannot be spoken to, that any time that you question their behavior, they become very hostile and very forceful and sometimes engage in police brutality. This has to stop.
Thompson says it's clear police need training to know how to talk with someone who has an intellectual disability before acting so swiftly and brutally. Gawanter with the NYCLU says it appears officers weren't justified in using the taser on Hewlett because under department use of force policy, he was passively resisting and did not pose any threat.
The officer failed to use his most essential tools, his brain, his voice, and his sense of another person's dignity, at least enough to engage him as a person and provide him with an explanation that he can understand.
Gawanter says she has no idea what lessons, changes in policy, procedure, or training Syracuse Police, Onondaga County, or Centro may have taken away from the incident, but fears the answer is none. The United as One coalition is calling for a meeting with all involved. The city, county, and Centro have all refused comment, citing Hewlett's pending litigation. Scott Willis, WAER News.